The Committee for Doing Absolutely Nothing. An Extinctables Adventure. One misread sign, six experts, and a deeply unnecessary clipboard. Welcome to the patch, where everyone thinks they're the sensible one. Created by Hope, developed with Dad. Adventures featuring Hope and Faith. By the time Hope and Faith reached the patch, Bramble had formed a committee. This was rarely a sign that things were going well.
I've appointed myself leader. Democracy was taking too long.
Moss looked up from his paper.
You were the only candidate.
And yet, a landslide.
Banks returned to the little bridge she was drawing. Across the stream, a new notice fluttered on the park gate. Flick had returned from reading some of it.
Official inspection, Saturday. This place is about to be judged.
By whom?
Officials, it's in the name.
Finally!
Boggs straightened his waistcoat. He had been waiting for an opportunity to explain what was wrong with everyone's arrangement of leaves. Nell offered to prepare a welcome address, and Banks asked whether it could be a short one.
Let's not censor the arts before lunch!
Bramble tapped his clipboard. It contained one word, important, underlined twice. The second line appeared to be doing most of the work. The committee moved its table into the gap beneath the hedge. It was shady there. It was also the route everybody used to reach the next garden. Faith peered into the gap.
If everyone is in charge, who's actually helping?
A temporary inconvenience in pursuit of long-term efficiency.
Banks pointed at the table.
You've blocked the shortcut to hold a meeting about improving the shortcut.
There's an elegant circularity to it.
There's a table in it.
Boggs began labeling things. A wonky twig became unsatisfactory, and an entirely ordinary stone became heritage. The stone was his.
These nettles will need a review.
Flick fluttered over.
Those are the nursery buffet.
They look untidy.
So does lunch when someone's eating it.
Nell rehearsed her opening statement. Somewhere during the third introduction, Moss announced that a meaningful assessment of tidiness would require a shared philosophical framework.
Is that doorness for I'm not doing it?
It loses some nuance in translation.
Hope sat on the log beside the watering can. In front of her stood a puddle surrounded by four labels. She looked at the labels, then she looked at Bramble.
You've held three meetings about a puddle.
Four.
The first established it was a puddle.
Good. Wouldn't want to rush the science.
Faith leaned over to inspect this exceptionally well-documented puddle. It continued being a puddle without submitting any paperwork. Hope went to look at the notice. Flick came too.
Additional confirmation.
A curled corner had hidden the bottom lines. Hope lifted it.
It says, Wildlife Survey, Saturday, please leave the wild margins undisturbed. Keep the footpath clear.
Yes, that is a much longer version of the information.
You didn't read all of it.
Banks had arrived behind them.
I read the urgent part.
An exciting new approach to accuracy.
For a moment, everyone was quiet. Even Nell, who regarded silence as a gap in the program.
So the untidiness has been independently endorsed.
Hope looked at the nettles and the leaves beneath the hedge.
It's somewhere to live, Boggs. It doesn't have to look like a reception desk.
Beyond the gate, the stream slipped past the meadow. The patch had been doing rather well at being a home before anyone brought out the labels. Bramble looked at the nettles, the fallen leaves, and the little root now occupied by his committee. His face lost its managerial expression.
I thought if we looked organized, they'd know we mattered.
Hope sat beside him.
You do matter. The clipboard's having a less impressive afternoon.
Across the grass, Banks nudged the table. It did not move. She had built it herself and had, unfortunately, done an excellent job.
All right, I need help.
A historic announcement.
You can commemorate it from that end.
With everyone helping, the table came out of the gap. Nell counted them in, Banks directed, and Bramble stopped directing long enough to lift. Moss put down the paper, and Boggs surrendered his preferred corner. For once, the important thing happened before anybody had written a heading for it. The shortcut was open again. The nettles stayed where the caterpillars needed them, and the leaves stayed where small creatures could shelter. Bramble looked at his clipboard. There was, he had to admit, rather less need for it just now. Hope had an idea for a little map showing the meadow, pond, stream, and hedge. Faith found a flat place to draw it. Hope drew a beautiful line straight through Boggs's seat.
A bold proposal. Have we considered going round the toad?
Fair point. My planning department has been overconfident.
They revised it together. Banks marked the roots, Nell named the meadow, and Flick added the nettles and went to correct the inspection story. Twice, because the first correction was also rather dramatic. At the hedge, Bramble placed his important label above the open gap. For once, everybody agreed with his paperwork.
Would anyone like to hear my statement now?
How long is it?
Emotionally, very short.
Hope was still laughing when Bramble announced that the committee had achieved its objective and would therefore be dissolved.
Excellent.
And replaced with a task force.
Naturally.
Boggs raised his leaf cup.
I assume my title carries over?
Only if it fits through the gap.
Faith was already looking beyond the hedge. There were paths to try, stones to inspect, and all sorts of things nobody had had the chance to label yet.
I'm going exploring. Does that need a meeting?
Moss folded his paper.
Go now. Before he decides, it does.
For the first time all afternoon, nobody had anything to add. The end. For now. Next time at the patch, Flick counts the same biscuit 3 times, while Boggs disputes the methodology, eating the evidence. There is a great deal more beyond the hedge. Created by Hope, developed with Dad. Adventures featuring Hope and Faith.